compassion and nonviolence.
I have no idea how to solve global crises, so it's better to talk on a practical level. Today, in addition to natural disasters, there are various man-made problems, such as the events in Bosnia. In our daily news reports and on TV, we can see how much these innocent people suffer. In other parts of the world, too, there is a great deal of killing, murder, even cases of children killing children. Sometimes people ask me, "What is your advice or suggestion?" I usually tell them I have no idea. These problems, I believe, are the result of long-standing negligence. These events did not come about suddenly. They have their causes and conditions. One cause and condition creates another cause, another condition, and so on until things finally get out of hand. Most of these events are a result of human emotions out of control. When such calamities take place, it is very difficult to deal with them. Human emotion has to be combined with proper intelligence, which means intelligence with human affection. One can't be sure whether mere intelligence is destructive or positive and constructive. Intelligence with affection, on the other hand, can produce marvelous results. Intelligence usually ceases to work when emotions are out of control. Nowadays, many situations have reached that stage. If we ask certain individuals, even leaders, "What is your purpose in killing one another?" they may not have a clear answer. By killing, they simply let out their negative and blind emotions, inflicting heavy suffering on other people. So, what is it we learn from these events? In the future, if we want a happier humanity, a happy world, we must tackle the root of the problem. Of course, the economy and political power are also causes, but the ultimate cause lies within the human mind. Every human action, verbal or physical, even a minor action, has some motivation. Ultimately, everything depends upon our motivation. Proper motivation or proper development of motivation is an important factor. Thus, if intelligence is accompanied with human affection and compassion, what I call human feeling, then it is very useful.